This is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1661. And this is a letter which dated on the 25th day of Sivan Tovshin Yud Beis. The Rebbe is addressing the peace of the home. Now this person, Shalom Avrocha, the person writes, I received your letter from Sunday in the portion of Bahaloscha. In that letter, you describe your home situation. That this is already your second marriage. You have gotten divorced with your first wife. And the family peace is not the way it should be. The Shalom Bayis is not there, not properly. So the Rebbe says you're not writing details whether the first divorce with your first wife was willingly or they forced her for that, you know, they pushed her for that. If it was in the latter, I mean, that she was sort of pushed, she was forced, and you don't know where to find her now, so you have to ask her forgiveness. So the Rebbe basically is associating his problems that he's having now with his family, with his
first wife,
because maybe if he wasn't properly done, or there was some anger involved over there, so then you should ask forgiveness. But if you don't know where she is, in other words, you're not in contact, so the Rebbe says you should take a minion of men, and in front of them you should ask forgiveness, not in front of her. So just that should be, sometimes when you do in front of a minion, when you have to ask for forgiveness somebody, that takes place. Further, the Rebbe says, as far as Shalom Bayis, you should check the mezuzahs in your house. And then the Rebbe says, to the extent possible, you should forego, you should give in. Our sages tell us that various things about women, you know, their tears are easily to come, their minds is light, they get easily, easily hurt. And also, the Gemara says that it's sufficient, even if all what the women did for the men is that they saved them from sin, especially that they raised their children. And you write yourself that your son learns in the Lubavitch Yeshiva, and I'm sure that your wife has a part in this also. And as you write that all the time she helped you out, and the Rebbe reminds him what the Talmud says, that the second marriage a person gets by what he deserves. It says the first marriage is bashert, sort of, that comes from Hashem. The second marriage is based on what you deserve. So the Rebbe says, if you will conduct yourself in such a way, so we can be hopeful that your situation in Shalom Bayis will become better, and you'll be able to notify good news about this. Rebbe further tells him that you should keep the saying, the Tillim, minimally as it has been divided for the days of the month after the morning prayer, after Shacharis, every day. And the more you say, and the more you increase in the Tillim, the more praiseworthy you are. Also, to study every day the portion of Chumash with Rashi from the portion of the week, and also to find friends of yours who may influence on your wife and your children to bring peace together, to try to bring the hearts together. And if, the Rebbe says, let's say, like you write, you have many complaints to your wife, may she live, but the Rebbe says we have to remember that this exile comes because of the sin of sinat chinam, which is hate for no reason. So how do automatically, so what is the correction for it? Is to love without reason, which means to love even in a situation as such that it doesn't even have a basis according to the Torah. Like even if the Torah doesn't require you to love, but we still got to love because we got to do a avat chinam. And still, the Rebbe said we're demanding that there should be love relative to that hatred which caused us to be exiled from our land and to distance us from our Admoseinu, from the place of Eretz Yisrael. And when each one will conduct themselves so in their own four cubits, so this will automatically also impact the portion that we have in the world. And when the Jewish people in general are going to conduct themselves so this will impact a refinement in the world that will bring down the revelation of Mashiach immediately, as explained in Tanya in chapter 37, look in there. For sure, the Rebbe says, you give to tzedakah minimally on Mondays and Thursday, and it will be fitting to conduct himself such in every day before Shacharit, of course, besides Shabbos and Yom Tov. With blessings to be able to notify me, good news, very soon in all of the above. So this is besides the spiritual things that the Rebbe is suggesting, like learning and the shiurim and keeping. Also, the Rebbe basically says that person should extend, notwithstanding, even if they're justified, extend with love in a lay way of avas chinam. The Rebbe says, even when the Torah doesn't require that, and that's the way to better the situation.